after the game down at Fylde last week, just taking stock of serious injuries, long-term injuries to players, and just basically just having that sort of underdog attitude all week in training, and saying, look, you know, we've got to claw our way out of this. Like I said to the boys all week, Coventry have only won one more game than us, and they're in eighth. So it's a really tight league, and I thought the performance on the whole was brilliant. It was fantastic. Players that came off the bench made an impact, which is what you always want. Didn't quite get parity at scrum time today, I didn't feel, but do you know what? It didn't really matter in the end. The boys, you know, any penalties against them, they were up on their feet and getting back in the defensive line really quickly. Defensively, I thought that it set the tone for us. We came off the line and put them under huge amounts of pressure, and they sort of run out of ideas quite early on. I mean, they used their big ball carriers, you know, one-out runners, and we defended that really well with a low leg tackle, and the next guy putting huge amounts of pressure on that ball, and I think that's where we won the game. Historically, we've potentially given away a lot of penalties in that area, hardly any today, which is fantastic. And a lot of that goes down to guys like your Tommy Ellerlees and Charlie Gossington, who, both of them between them, I'd love to know how much ground they covered and how many tackles they made. Obviously, I can count the tackles tonight in the video, but just phenomenal efforts. And we're not getting carried away. I said to him, look, inside I'm absolutely joyful and I'm over the moon for the win, but that's our starting point now. That should have been our starting point maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. Yeah. But we can kick on now, hopefully, and maybe, you know, focus on all the positives and just kick on now.
And I think that's the thing I've seen from most of the fans watching that, thought that's probably the best performance they've seen for a while from an Isha side. And it's moving on, and I guess your job is to really try and keep everyone's sort of head up.
I mean, obviously, you know, you look, you know, particularly last week, filed away another game. I felt we could have snatched the victory there, and we didn't. You just got to have that courage and conviction, and have a look around the players around you, and look at the video and say, look, we're making lots of opportunities, we're creating lots of opportunities, we're occasionally not playing in the right areas, and maybe those 50-50s aren't quite on, but we are creating a lot of opportunities, and we're just literally another phase away or one good pass away from scoring more tries. And I think you saw that today. There weren't very many unforced errors. They had the conviction that they know they're good players, and the fight and the desire and the want was there. And that's never been in question since the first game of the season. And I think traditionally from an Isha side, you've hardly seen that in years gone past. But just generally, it's just a real good feeling to get that win, and you know, just winning and losing can be habit, and I think the boys now are in a good place to kick on for next week.
And finally, James Lang comes in at the last minute, fly half because of the injuries you've got, and what a great game he had.
Yeah, I mean, potentially we were going to start with Sam Stanley at 10, but again, he's got an illness or an infection, so he was pulled out at the last minute. And James Lang is a young guy. He's come in, and he's literally like a sponge, just absorbed everything we've thrown at him this week. And I thought, for a young boy coming in with literally, you know, minimal prep time with the team, he's actually very, very composed. And, you know, he's obviously got a bright, bright future ahead of him. Come off with a slight groin strain. Hopefully that's nothing too major. But do you know what? doesn't really faze me now, because the amount of injuries we're dealing, it doesn't faze me. And I'm sure it doesn't faze anyone else at the club. We just roll with the punches and move on to next week.